Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show on Joy 94.9. The time is 1 minute past the hour of nine. A big thank you to the World Wide Wave team for another fantastic show. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, I'll be featuring the latest album from Alpine, a band that sounds as though they are from Scandinavia and are as fresh as the Swiss mountain air, but they are indeed from our hometown, Melbourne. You'll love their eccentric blend of hypnotic, interlocking, disco-like rhythms, swirling synthesizers, luscious ethereal harmonies, and catchy riffs. Also on Kiss My Arts tonight, I have the pleasure of interviewing Brisbane band Love Like Hate, who have bursted onto the live music scene and have just released a brand new EP called Rabbit Hole. The girls from this post-punk outfit... join us tonight on Kiss My Arts to tell us a bit about the music that has been described as the thinking person's rock music. So kick back, relax, fill up that glass, and enjoy an hour of Kiss My Arts. Here's a track from our feature artist tonight from Alpine. It's called Hands. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show on Joy 94.9. You were just listening to a track called Hands by Melbourne band called Alpine. Alpine could be mistaken for being a Scandinavian band, but they are indeed from our hometown, Melbourne, and they are the feature artist tonight on Kiss My Arts, and I will review their latest album, A is for Alpine, later in the show. But first, Heather Chiketri is a vocalist and guitarist. Sonia Terhorst plays a mean piano. Together, their powers combine to form the dynamic female outfit Love Like Hate from Brisbane. Love Like Hate position themselves as the thinking person's rock music, a combination of post-punk, electric guitar, and free-form piano melodies held together by rock drums. Love Like Hate recorded their first EP during 2011 and 2012 with producer Lachlan Mitchell, who also produced The Jezebels. Love Like Hate's first five-song EP, called Rabbit Hole, has just been released and is so hot off the press that it has been melting the pens and typewriters of critics around the country. The band echoes homage to their predecessors, Pat Benatar, Joan Jett and Patti Smith, and have been influenced by the wonderful and inspiring ladies who have helped them to think, such as PJ Harvey, Sinead O'Connor, Courtney Love and The Breeders. Vulture magazine wrote a fantastic article about the girls from Love Like Hate and said this, and I quote, "It's not a record you chuck on while cooking tea or driving home from work. It's more the sort you turn up really loud when you've got the house to yourself and you're lying on the lounge room floor midway through a bottle of red. We all do that, right? It's intense, atmospheric music that demands attention. That's for sure. Thanks, Vultures, for your insight." Having had a listen to their EP myself this week, I can assure you that these girls have a whole lot to say, and their music gives us a whole lot to feel. Who better to talk about their music but the girls from Love Like Hate themselves? Before we chat to Heather and Sonia, let's take a listen to one of the tracks from their EP. This one is their single. It's called 21. You're on Kiss My Arts with Amy on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to a fantastic track called 21. 21 was written by a duo who go by the name of Love Like Hate. I have got Heather and Sonia from Love Like Hate waiting on the phone to speak with us about their incredible music. But before we speak to them, we've got this.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 13 minutes past the hour of 9. I hope you've got that glass filled, that you're kicked back and relaxed, because tonight on Kiss My Arts, I have the absolute pleasure of interviewing Heather and Sonia, the duo that form Love Like Hate. Heather is a vocalist and guitarist. Sonia plays a mean piano. Together, their powers combine to form the dynamic female outfit, Love Like Hate, and they're from Brisbane. They've just released a brand new EP called Rabbit Hole. It's so hot off the press that it's been burning a hole in the pens and typewriters of critics around the country. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I have, just for our listeners to know, we've got Heather and Sonia on two separate lines, so hopefully the signals won't cancel each other out or anything like that. But ladies, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us on the show tonight to talk about your music.
No, thanks for having us. It's our pleasure.
Now, I don't know who wants to go first or whether you both want to sort of speak and see what happens, but we'll see how we go. How did you both meet?
We met about 10 years ago now. We've known each other for a long time through mutual friends and in the Brisbane social scene. So we've known each other for a long time, but only actually started playing musically now about 4 years ago. We sort of had a little muck around jam in the lounge room and went from there.
So you'd only sort of known each other as sort of a non-musical relationship. At what point did you realise this might be a bit special and we can make music together?
I think when we first sort of had the initial jams together, it was with stuff that I had written previously, and the sound that it just sort of brought a whole new dynamic to the songs that I had written. And as we sort of progressed, Sonia started, you know, taking her own path and was coming up with these really great piano melodies and all kinds of stuff that just turned out to be
Love Like Hate, yeah.
Because I actually read somewhere, Heather, that you took a little while to acclimatise to writing with somebody else. Why is that? Did you start out as a solo artist?
Yeah, I did. I started writing songs, self-taught guitarist and songwriter when I was about 14. I started writing music and I did perform as a solo artist for on and off around Brisbane. And I think when you write by yourself, you just have the whole flow of it. It's run by your emotions and however you want it to go. But when you're with other people, it's a whole different thing.
And what's it like to collaborate now?
Now it's getting easier, I've obviously.
And Sonia's just standing there going,
Sonia's like, yeah, that's what you're saying.
Sonia,
I can be a bit of a pain. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I can be a bit painful because I still have a writing style that is very, not selfish, but it's definitely, I like the way I've written something for a certain reason, whether it be pauses or timing changes and things like that. So, it makes it difficult, I guess, for other people, but we work quite well. So
how does the songwriting process work for you guys? Do you sit down and come up with the lyrics or the guitar riffs, and then Sonia kind of works out the piano stuff? Or how does your process work together?
I think it's Sonia here, sorry.
Oh, hi, Sonia.
The process, usually we would write a song complete, so I will write lyrics and melody and then show Heather, or Heather will do vice versa, and then we will collaborate on the bones and sort of pull it together that way. But
also then there's the songs that we write where one's written lyrics and one's written the music, so we do tend to either finish each other's songs for each other or at the same time. But no, it's definitely a shared process, the songwriting. Even if one of us has written the song initially, we do change it to fit the sound that we're making, if necessary. So,
and Sonia, whereabouts did music all start for you? Were you from a musical family? Did you grow up around music, or what was your story?
My story was I didn't grow up with music. My parents sent me off to piano lessons that I absolutely hated when I was younger.
Do you know, so many people have told me that, and I'm a piano teacher myself, and I'm just thinking, oh my goodness.
But I mean, 15 years later, I've actually tracked down my original piano teacher, and I'm now seeing her again, and she's, yeah, now you know the importance of learning scales and stuff. So the joke is actually now on me that I'm paying for my own piano lessons. So. But I always enjoyed playing piano, and I always owned a piano, you know, even when I rented houses and stuff, and I just played for fun. I never actually considered, you know, anything professional on writing music. It was just something really personal that I enjoyed doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there you go. So, I mean, you guys kind of started collaborating and writing music out of your garage or your lounge room.
Yep.
How did you take music from the garage to the stage? What was that process like, from getting it sort of, you know, nobody else has really listened to it, to all of a sudden, you know, you've got an EP now, you've burst onto the live music scene, it's all happening. How does that process work?
I think that it's just getting the confidence in the songs and the sound that you've made. We knew to start with that we were just sort of bashing out a few things and working out, you know, where things were going to fit and how they're all going to come together. And then once the songs started coming together and we could hear that they were, you know, almost complete, obviously we have a drummer as well, but I think that once we had them ready to what we were to a standard that we were happy with, then we decided to play a few gigs and, you know, see what it's like out there, and you know, get a response from the crowd, I guess, kind of thing, and from friends, and let them have a listen, and we've gone from there, basically.
And your EP, you had it produced by Lachlan Mitchell, who also produced the Jezebels. What was it like working with him?
Pretty amazing. He was a really good producer and somebody that we really enjoyed working with. We'd run off a few previous demos here in Brisbane and worked with a couple of people, but Lachlan was really, really good to work with and came up with lots of good ideas and actually worked with us. And because it took a year for us to actually finish the album, it gave us a lot of time to sort of work out the layers and the sounds and that sort of stuff and what we were after.
So did you actually record your EP/album in Sydney or in Brisbane?
No, in Sydney.
Yeah, it was three different studios that we ended up going to.
Right.
In Sydney, with Lachlan. So that was interesting. It was very, you know, it was a very fun experience as well. And I'm sure we drove him a bit crazy because our first time recording professionally, and obviously he's a bit of a master at that. So
yeah.
You know, but he was very, very patient, and probably. It's the right choice, I'd say, for us.
Yeah, I think so. Because I think the sound that you're going for, I've had a good listen to your EP now, and I think it's, I mean, obviously we're going to play some music in a minute so we can hear more of that. But, yeah, I think, you know, obviously he's produced the Jezebels and he uses this lovely sort of reverb effect on the vocals and just the sounds in general, and it creates this lovely wash of colour which I think suits your style really well. So it's a fantastically put together EP. And you've got some quite interesting track titles, like Porcelain Brothel, for one. Tell us a bit about that.
That's actually quite a literal title for a song, because it was actually a small model of a porcelain brothel from Holland that was in my grandfather's room. So it was actually, the song was based around his passing, and that little item was one of the only things that was sort of left in his room to remember him by, and it was So, yeah, it was quite a literal title for that one.
Fantastic. Look, I'm going to play your track Rabbit Hole. It's obviously the name of your EP. Tell us a little bit about where that title comes from and a little bit about the piece before I play it.
Okay. Sonia, do you want to take this one? I
wrote the song 21 and actually about Rabbit Hole, sorry. And it was actually about a young teenager that I was, you know, sort of was going through some stuff and at that time, and that's sort of what that song's about. As for naming the album out of it after that song, that was really because, you know, we were about to go on the process of doing our first EP and sort of, you know, going into the rabbit hole, so to speak.
Wow, thank you. All right, let's take a listen. If you'd like to stay on the line, ladies, I would love to hear more about your music after we listen to Rabbit Hole. Here it is. This is Rabbit Hole by Brisbane band / duo / amazing people called Love Like Hate. Here it is.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arch show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 26 minutes past the hour of 9. You've just been listening to a track called Rabbit Hole by Brisbane outfit Love Like Hate, who we've been speaking to on the phone here on Kiss My Arch tonight. We're going to go to a break and we're going to speak with Heather and Sonia further about their incredible music. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is JD Sampson, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
Heather and Sonia make up the lovely ladies from Brisbane outfit Love Like Hate, and we have Love Like Hate on the phone. Hopefully they're still there. Are you still there, Sonia and Heather?
Yeah, we're still here.
Fantastic. There was a split second of silence and I thought, uh-oh. Now, we've just had a text message come through from Kristen who says, "Hi, smiley face. Is their EP on iTunes? I love their sound." I do believe that you have a website, lovelikehate.com.au, and you actually have a free download.
We do, of 21. We've got a free download of 21, so anyone can go and download that.
And you can actually listen to your album as well on...
The EP. And
the EP.
On Bandcamp. I think you can download it through there as well.
On Bandcamp. But you can get to all of those links through your website, lovelikehate.com.au. So there you go, Kristen. Go and check out their music and support these girls because, as you've just heard, incredible music. So fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're out there. Now, you're just a little bit choppy.
We're a little bit choppy.
That's better. Fantastic. Okay. Now, speaking of your single 21, which is free to download from your website, why this title?
Why the title?
Yeah, 21? It's quite a strange title. Do explain.
Happy Heather.
Well, called 21 because it's based around being the age of 21, and I don't know if it is the same for everyone, but when I was 21, things were a lot simpler, and I didn't seem to mind anything really. I was happy to go with the flow for most things and be sort of, you know, float in and out of different scenes and different groups of people, and it was all a learning experience.
And now that you're 22, life is so hard.
I know, 24. Yeah.
I guess we do get older and we do start to stress about the burdens of life, like buying a house and having children and, you know, making EPs and all those things.
Yeah, well, making the EP was... That was my first baby, so.
So you're obviously not 21 anymore.
No.
So have you either of you had a previous life as an astronaut or as a police officer, or have you always been in the music industry somehow?
I've always been writing. Music has been something that I've always wanted to do and always done. It's always been my form of release, I guess, of an art. So. We have our day jobs. We have our, you know, we're the superhero music duo by night, and then during the day I'm a sweet, innocent community worker. So
there you go. Cool, thank you. Well, look, your music has been described as post-punk electric guitar and free-form piano melodies held together by rock drums, which I think is a great way of describing your music. It's also been described as the thinking person's rock music. Tell us a bit about that statement.
I think that's mainly due to the fact that it's lyrically, a lot of it is lyrically driven. It's not a, it's, there's a lot of
thought and emotion
behind all the lyrics. They're not just part of a melody kind of thing. That they sort of stand by themselves for us anyway. Because I've always listened to music with the lyrics in mind as well. Like, that's something that attracts me to a song as well as the sound of the song.
Yeah. So this is deep music. Is what you're trying to say.
But it's saying that it's not deep to the point where it's still doable, and it's still a lot of it.
I mean, it obviously still connects, and that's what, you know, I think that's what's so important. And Kristen here, your new fan, is is downloading your music as we speak and raking in the masses to do the same. So look, it obviously it's deep and meaningful, but still has a level of attainability, which is also really important.
Level of reality, I guess, as well.
Yeah. And it's described as dark pop. And you know what? For the life of me, I can't find a proper definition of what dark pop actually is. Can you?
Well, we did coin the phrase of dark pop.
Because I've been Googling it all afternoon and haven't been able to find a darn thing. So do explain what dark pop is.
It's a new beginning.
it is hard when you have to find a genre, because the music isn't indie and the music isn't rock, and for us, it sort of described our sound the best, and we just thought that people would, be able to make a connection with that genre to our music.
I think it's perfect for your music. It's perfect. And you've started a whole new genre. So there you go. Anyone out there listening who doesn't really know what genre they fit into, maybe you've found it. It's dark pop, perhaps. Now, what are your plans for the near future? Because I know you're actually you're in Queensland at the moment, yeah. I think. Is that right?
Yeah, we just got back from Byron Bay.
But you'll be in our town of Melbourne this Friday, I believe, for a gig at the Cornish Arms.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us a bit about that. Do you have your drummer joining you for that gig?
Yeah, we do. He's coming with us for that one, so we're looking forward to that. And the Dark Fair and the Divine Fluxus are both two local bands down there, two female bands down there that we'll be playing with.
Great. So for our listeners who are now in love with you and dark pop, not only can you get onto lovelikehate.com.au and download a free copy of your single, but you're also in Melbourne on Friday at the Cornish Arms. So head to their website to get tickets and find out more information about that. Heather and Sonia, what are your plans for the near future? I mean, do you have any plans to take over the world or do anything?
That's way too much responsibility.
we should look forward to?
We're going to keep the tour going, but we're going to record an album with Lachlan again, but a full-length album this time. And we're also hoping to head over to the US next year, because we've been getting a bit of radio play over there.
And then take over the world.
One form at a time.
Sonia and Heather, thank you so much for chatting with us tonight on Kiss My Arts. It's been a pleasure to discover your music and to share it with our listeners. And I hope Kristen is out there, creating a little fan base for you. All the best, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Heather and Sonia from Brisbane Outfit, Love Like Hate. What incredible girls and fantastic music. So do head to their website, lovelikehate.com.au, to check out more of their music. Alpine, a band that sounds as though they are from Scandinavia and are as fresh as the Swiss mountain air. But they are indeed from our hometown, Melbourne. Their music is an eccentric blend of hypnotic, interlocking, disco-like rhythms, swirling synthesizers, luscious ethereal harmonies, and catchy riffs. They've just released their debut album called A is for Alpine. Before I let you know what I think of it, let's check out one of their tracks. This one is called Seeing Red. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Well, hello there! This is Butterfly Boucher on Kiss My Arts with Amy, the lovely Amy, on Joy 94.9.
Ah, the lovely Butterfly Boucher, who I ran into last night at a gig, or at her gig at the Toff in town. She's back in Melbourne, well, she was, for a show at the Toff in town, which was fantastic. If you missed out, that's okay. She's back again in November, so keep an ear out for that. She's a great supporter of Kiss My Arts, and we love Butterfly Boucher. Alpine, you've just been listening to one of their tracks. It's called Seeing Red, and it's off their brand new debut album called A Is for Alpine. Alpine, a band that sounds as though they are from Scandinavia and are as fresh as the Swiss mountain air, but they are indeed from our hometown, Melbourne. Their music is an eccentric blend of hypnotic interlocking disco rhythms, swirling synthesizers, luscious ethereal harmonies, and catchy riffs, as I'm sure you all heard in that last track. They've just released their debut album called A Is for Alpine. Alpine formed in 2009 and appeared on the scene with a set of demos that quickly caught the attention of music lovers across the country. The lineup includes Phoebe Baker and Lou James on vocals, Timothy Royale on keys, Phil Tucker on drums, Ryan Lamb on bass, and Christian O'Brien on guitar. It is a big lineup. 2010 saw the release of their debut EP Zurich, which featured the singles Villages and Heart Love, two fantastic tracks. They've toured alongside the likes of The Naked and Famous, Cloud Control and Sparkadia. Alpine opened the main stage at Splendor in the Grass earlier this year and have performed alongside the Jezebels on their huge sold-out tour of the country. Alpine have been likened to Phoenix, The XX, The Jezebels, Beach House and Bat for Lashes. I had the pleasure of hearing them play during their Hands Across Australia tour earlier this year, and I absolutely fell in love with them from that moment on. Don't you love it when you discover a new band that sounds fresh and exciting but also feels somehow familiar? Like you've known them since you were a wee little thing back in primary school. Well, that's how I felt about Alpine after attending their gig earlier this year. Their eclectic blend of these disco-like rhythms with their swirling synthesizers and luscious harmonies really got me hooked, and their EP was put on constant repeat at my house that week. The impact of their live show never left me, and I became super excited with the anticipation of their upcoming album release. I'm not sure if it was all the hype I built up for myself or whether it is actually the album itself, but on my first listen of their new album, I was a little disappointed, unfortunately. Like a little child who had been handed a big bag of fairy floss only for it to be snatched back. A little tear welled in my eye. Was it me? I thought. I didn't want to believe that it could be their music. A few of their tracks really grabbed me, like the track we just heard, Seeing Red, I think is a fantastic track, and Too Safe, which I'll play for you in a minute, are two great catchy tunes, but I feel like the rest of the album maybe is lacking something. Needs a little more variety, more oomph, more musical development. Madeline Lang from The Music made a good point in her review, and I quote, "The middle of the album suffers from a lack of ideas as well as a lack of hooks. A is for Alpine is an assured and polished debut, but it feels like the band is a little too comfortable in their sound and that a little more experimentation might lift the whole album to the level of their killer singles. Told in a nutshell and agreed. I really do want to love Alpine and feel that they have a whole lot to give. After seeing them live, I know for a fact that they are fantastic musicians and have an enormous amount of energy on stage. They have released some really incredible singles, Hands being one of them, which I played for you earlier in the show. Hands does make it onto the album, but this single alone is not enough to speak for the entire LP. Perhaps they have used up all their energy on the stage, and with the rising success, threw together a few songs in a knowing formula and in a rushed process have unfortunately missed the mark with this album. Who knows? I think there is so much more to come from this Melbourne band. I'm not ready to give up on them yet and would definitely still go and see them live. They're a fantastic live performance band. I'm hoping this is one of those albums that grows on you with each listen, unveiling its seemingly subtle layers as more and more complex. I hope so. And even after listening to these songs during the show again today, I do believe that there might be more to them than first realised. I give their album, A is for Alpine, 2.5 out of 5 kisses. Don't believe what I say? Check out their music for yourself. Head to alpineband.com. Don't head to alpine.com. You'll probably end up with some Swiss resort website. It's alpineband.com. Listen to their music and make up your own mind. They are about to set out on a tour, and I really do recommend seeing them live. They'll be in Melbourne at the Corner Hotel in Richmond on Saturday the 8th of September, so not too far away. So pencil that one in your diaries. Keep an eye on their website for further details. Here's one of the tracks from their new album. This one is called Too Safe. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. That was a track by Melbourne band Alpine, and that one was called Too Safe. It's from their debut album, which has just been released hot off the press. It's called A is for Alpine. I really do love this band. I think they've got so much to offer. I'm not convinced by their album yet. I've given it 2.5 out of 5 kisses. I think I might listen to it again because I do think it's going to get better and better on each listen. Alpineband.com, head there to check out the music for yourself and see whether you are in fact a fan of their sort of swirling synths, disco-esque style of music. They've got a gig on the 8th of September at the Corner Hotel, and they are a fantastic live act. I saw them earlier this year, so if you get a chance, head along there. I've also I reviewed their live gig for Kiss My Arts earlier in the year. You can read it. It is up online. Head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts. We have a page on the Joy website and you can follow the links from there. You can also like us on Facebook. You can tweet us. You can tweet about us and all that jazz, social media through the joy.org.au/kissmyarts website. We'd love to feel your love, because we do love you and we are all about new independent music here on Kiss My Arts. Thank you so much also to Love Like Hate, Sonia and Heather, joining us earlier in the show to talk about their very, very new and very, very good EP. It's a 5-track EP, so it's almost verging on an album. You can head to their website, lovelikehate.com.au, to download a free track, their single 21. They're in Melbourne this Friday at the Cornish Arms for a gig then. So if you liked them tonight, check them out in Melbourne this coming Friday. Thanks so much for listening to Kiss My Arts tonight. You've been wonderful as usual. Coming up next, we have Our Voice. But before Our Voice, I'd like to leave you with another track by the lovely Sonia and Heather, Love Like Hate. This track is called Not My Heart. It does feature on their new EP, but before we hear that, we've got this.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.